Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Time Spent Poorly Show with your hosts, Eduardo, Old Huds, and Brother Ron. Here's a quick clip from tonight's show to whet your appetite.
What else did we talk? I talked about my grandpa's double-seater outhouse when I was a kid. Did you? You guys are in Idaho.
Those are the worst.
I don't understand why there are two. There's no privacy screen. No.
Right.
Who's? Can I swear on this?
Yes. Yeah.
Who's doubling up in the shitter?
No, okay, like, the first time I ever heard a girl fart was in a double-seater outhouse. It was awful.
But she went in there while you were in there?
Yeah.
Did she know you were in there?
I don't know. I don't know.
She was just zero fucks given. She just went.
Zero.
You're saying she had was there a privacy screen?
Oh, yeah. There was a wall between the two, but it was one outhouse with two seats in it, and there was a thin plywood wall.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, everybody. Let me just give Hud some more time to flaunt his wealth. Wow. A privacy wall?
Yeah.
We didn't get that. That's
amazing. it was chic.
Wow. This really sounds like it's going to be the best show, better than anyone we've done before or anything we can do afterward in the history of the program. You mark my words. We know there's all sorts of better ways you can be spending your time, so thanks for spending yours, albeit poorly, with us. If you want to learn more about who we are, go to timespentpoorly.com. Everything you need to know, whether it's accessing past episodes, future live broadcasts, or other shows on our network, it's all right there. There's also a link to our Patreon if you find yourself compelled to support one of your favorite shows, hosted by any of these nobodies from the Pacific Northwest. Well, gentlemen, I'm not here, but you are, so let's get it on! Without further delay, please welcome your hosts, Eduardo, Old Huds, and Brother Ron.
Hello.
And go.
And go.
All right, welcome to another fine episode of the Time Spent Poorly Show. We have a special guest coming up today, but while we wait for that person to join us, we'll go ahead and have a little bit of a discussion. What do you say, fellas? Across from me here is my good old friend Old Huds himself and my good buddy Brother Ron.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
How is everybody?
How's it going, fellas?
Welcome, internet world.
I guess I better up the energy a little bit.
I know. We're all kind of lethargic.
I'm in Delaware.
Hi, guys. I'm in Delaware. Right.
I have my this is the Cold Smoke clone, the Scotch Ale that I brewed.
Did you pour real scotch in there?
This spring.
What all do you have in the fridge right now, actually?
Oh, gosh. I have an amber ale in there.
That one's good.
Common ale. Just like a California common. And then there's a Oktoberfest. And then, so I got four different varieties in there.
Damn.
There's a light ale in there, but that's the shitty one. That I'm hoping will age a little bit better over time.
I was thinking about having one, but I don't know how much. I don't know.
I'm and then the I've fence. Got the we'll then see. I've got the Cold Smoke. I recommend if you'd have one,
maybe
I'd
after
I I'd have the Oktoberfest is good.
How would you? Is it a darker, lighter? How would you describe it?
It's middle.
Middle.
It's okay. Yeah. It's kind of like an.
Does it have a nice, refreshing, oaky aftertaste?
I suppose. See, I don't have the I can make the beer. I can't.
Oh,
speak to the palate of the
okay.
Beer. I've never been good at doing
it's got an earthy finish.
I love my boss took us on a wine tasting
it's got a
tour
Hawaiian punch.
From this company called the Twisted Vines here in town, and we went to four or five different wineries.
Clint Hoyland, right?
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was Clint.
Clint used to work for probation and parole.
Yeah,
he worked at the jail.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's a nice dude. He's a good little guide for that kind of shit. Like he's good at what he's doing. But oh man, I love listening to wine people. Like when I worked at Canna, it was something that I always thought was funny was, you'd have people that'd be like, oh, this strain has tones of strawberry chocolate and undercurrents with a mouthfeel of earth and oak. And I'd just be like, it just kind of, it all tastes like weed. It's
Come
just
on,
some of
homie,
it tastes,
it smells like,
so,
yeah, well, some of it tastes sweet. Some of it tastes skunky. Some of it has kind of citrusy, like there is, just like there is in wine, there's definitely variety to it, but it all really kind of just smells like weed. And wine for me that way, has been that way too, of just like, oh, it has really nice mouthfeel and it has an expressive finish. And I was like, what the fuck does that even mean?
I was doing all those Beer with Eduardo videos,
yeah,
I was sourcing beeradvocate.com for reviews, because I'm not going to review it myself very well. So I'd be like, all right, it tastes pretty good. Now let's go out to beeradvocate.com and see what they say. So I'd go through and I'd read reviews and I'd critique them. Critique the reviews more than I critique the beer, typically.
That's awesome.
But basically, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of snobby beer reviewer guys out there.
Like, and what? Yeah. Half of it is just like, somebody said this, so I'm going to repeat it.
Yeah.
And if they're bitchy about it, it's like, tastes just like a Coors. It's like, okay, guy.
This tastes like Coors Banquet.
Splashy was the one that really caught my eye, because I was my boss Tina, that, you know, she used to run Vesuvius and she worked at Lindsay Creek, and you know, some people in town know who she is, but she's more in the know on that kind of stuff, and she's not a really like up their own ass kind of person, wine drinker, like a lot of them seem to be. But it's great to be able to pick her brain, because the whole time we were there, I was like, Tina, what the fuck does splashy mean in terms of a wine? And she's like, I don't know, Ron. Like, maybe they mean that it just has like a really sudden, like a splash. Like, it comes on really fast. I could tell that she was like borderline getting irritated with me asking all these questions.
What does
like,
all this mean?
What is all this weird shit?
What does it mean?
Yeah, no.
Is something that you drink considered expressive?
Yeah. I don't know. It tastes like red wine.
Yeah.
Probably a Merlot.
This one tastes like turnt red wine. Maybe it's a cab.
My wife's review of the mead I made was, it tastes like Dimetapp. Now, it was before, as I was bottling it and corking it. So
that's a selling point in most trailer parks.
I was going to say,
that's a winner.
She's like, it's 17%. It's going to be a strong
meth market on that.
No kidding. Like,
strong mead, but it's a berry one.
17%.
Yeah.
Really? I'm excited to try that. I bought a bottle of the Huckleberry mead from the local liquor store yesterday, but I unfortunately did not get any of it.
Oh,
somebody just charged it all.
Somebody drank it all.
Jesus.
Wow.
Well, yesterday was a rough day around the Warner household. We had a unexpected passing in the family. Condolences to my lovely lady, Tori. I love you, and I'm sorry for your loss, dear.
Speaking of Tori, I want to thank Tori.
Thanks for the bacon.
Oh, yeah.
The bacon-wrapped water chestnuts?
Water chestnuts, yeah.
Okay.
Is this the second time that she's made us snacks? She made us the street tacos last time.
Street tacos, also jalapeno poppers.
Oh, yeah, the poppers.
Jalapeno bites.
I almost forgot about the poppers.
We've been fed three consecutive shows. Very good.
She's moving up from friend of the show.
Yeah, official Time Spent Poorly program chef.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm happy to let her keep sending food. That's fine with me.
Thank you very much, sweetheart. You. They
turned out great.
Yeah, they're really good. I've had probably a dozen of them.
My jeans are complaining though; they're getting stretched out.
Yeah, no, they're fantastic. As I was telling Chris when we were off air, she really likes to spoil me with yummy food. She made, God, what was the orange chicken she made last night? Like,
nice.
Breaded, cut all the chicken up and breaded it and made the orange sauce and everything. Orange chicken, steamed veggies and rice. It was so good. I'm going to have a weight problem by the time she gets done with me, but whatever.
There's worse things.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have that like weird fast ass metabolism.
I've got that crackhead metabolism.
And mine's always been shit from the very beginning, so it's like I can I've had the hardest time this go around like trying to lose weight. A few years ago I lost it really easily, and then this time it's like exponentially more difficult. As soon as I like hit 40, I was like,
well, I was gonna say you're 42 now, right? 41, 42? Yeah. Okay. They say that I listen to a lot of sports talk radio, and there's a lot of advertisements on there for stuff for guys with what they call low T.
low T.
And I had my testosterone checked. It's in the normal level.
Is it? Okay.
It's in the normal range, okay. But it's normal. Well, it's in the normal range, but when I look at it, I'm like, fuck, that's too low.
Oh, okay.
Mine's always been low. You can tell.
You can tell.
It could be higher.
Well, because one of the big things that they really hit home on those commercials is that it's like after 40.
Yeah.
That like kind of it's that tipping point when you hit 40 that your body really formally starts to change.
Well, I have a new primary now. This is fun to talk about, but I have a new primary care physician now, so we might have to have a discussion next I don't think he's going to care about the sparse facial hair issue. Well, I'm going to be like, dude, I've been trying to lose weight and I'm sucking at it.
Dude, I've been trying to grow a beard since I was 13.
Right.
Look at this nonsense.
More power to you. I too have a new primary care provider. So where are you at, Huds?
I've been rolling with the same one since I got back to town.
You're happy with your medical care?
Mine retired.
She grows a better mustache than I do.
Oh, well, hey.
Sorry, Marion.
Mine retired this year, so he kicked me over to another guy. I suppose he's good. I don't know. We'll find out next year.
How
many cholesterol pills and diabetes shit he wants to run me through.
My first adult doctor, like when I graduated from having a pediatrician, was the dude who lost his license and got in a bunch of trouble. I'm not going to say his name, but the one here in town who was writing all the illegal prescriptions for people and shit.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, he lived over by your old house.
I don't know why. Why wouldn't you say his name?
Well, let's just say that.
Do you have an open lawsuit?
He has no time to die. You could say that his office was
licensed to thrill.
I was gonna say licensed to kill, but that works too. He
and ends with octor.
Yeah, his I'm blanking on more super spy movies. The world was not enough, so he had to write more illegal prescriptions for people.
Wow.
Yeah. He was a good fucking doctor too. Like that's the thing that pissed me off.
Yeah, he just
really
like giving
had
people
a
pain
really though. Really loose moral compass. That's all.
How long ago did this happen? I don't even remember anything about
it. Oh shit, this was 20 years ago.
Oh wow.
Give or take. Yeah. Like roughly. Dang. But he had an office over by in that little complex by St. Joe's Hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And my mom went there and it was her doctor. And that's how I wound up going to him when I was done going to a pediatrician. And yeah, he took really good care of me. He just also, like I said, was maybe a little fast and loose on his prescription writing. He's part of the reason why we have the opioid crisis that we have now.
He's one of those doctors.
Yeah.
There's lots of those doctors. He shouldn't be ashamed. It was...
Well, now
many
of them in the area have overcorrected on.
Oh, yeah. It's remarkable. I was talking to you about it earlier before we went live. It's insane to me how much, there's just gross overcorrection.
Oh, it's alive and well at the VA. I turn down pain pills every year.
Huh?
Nope. Don't want to get hooked. I'll deal with it.
It's a slippery slope.
If it gets real bad, I'll take the Aleve.
It's a slippery slope, dude. I wish Aleve helped me.
I got, when I did my surgery last month, I got three, I don't remember what they're called, codeines.
Yeah.
Never took them.
I feel all
stupid. Fuck, man.
I just don't like it.
I didn't even touch them. I did Tylenol.
I took my Vicodin after my shoulder surgery. And I start taking them at 3 o'clock in the afternoon so I could sleep at night. And other than that, I can't, they make me itch. They make me irritable.
That's one thing I like. Yeah. I've never had that issue of getting the itchiness. Cause my mom gets that.
Yeah.
And that'd drive me fucking crazy. Yeah,
it's like bugs on my nuts. I don't like it.
Well, I took Valium before the surgery, and it had zero effect on me.
Oh, yeah?
You're pretty laid back as it is, though. If you're not fighting people on golf
courses. Are you not on Valium right now, Ward?
It's a callback to 2 episodes ago. I don't know if anybody was listening then.
Golf courses and home goods.
Yeah.
Those are my jam. Oh,
stores.
You hit me with that golf club. You better knock me down.
You better kill me, motherfucker.
No, I haven't had a fight the last couple of weeks.
Hey, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, I haven't even felt the urge to confront somebody. No, I don't think it's. I don't think. No, I'm beyond.
Hey, man, I was
on that front. I don't have. There's nothing more to develop.
I was ready to fight Dr. Bob today.
Oh yeah,
with his fucking. Well, if we give you that, all it's going to do is mask the pain. It's not actually going to get rid of anything.
I just need to mask the pain.
Yeah, I know. I need to mask the pain for a few weeks until I have surgery. You dipshit. Like fucking morons. But okay.
The moon
so
is
this,
waxing.
This,
she's
I,
right.
It's the moon. Yeah. I was talking to my mother about this before I came here. I was sitting in the room. Waiting for the nurse was getting ready to come in. So the door was still open and I was just listening to the eavesdropping on the conversation that Dr. Bob was having with the nursing staff and whatnot, who all are in the little communal area there. And this fucking dipshit who is a doctor is talking about how he thinks that the whole you get cold and wet and it can help you get sick is just an old wives tale. And I'm sitting there like, no, when you get cold and wet, it slowly starts to lower your body temperature, which lowers your ability to fight off infection or viruses and stuff like that. Like, I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but I knew that it doesn't like directly cause you to get sick, but it increases your chances of getting sick. Yeah. And he was standing out there talking about how he thinks it's an old wives' tale. He doesn't understand how the cold can get people sick. If honestly anything, it should be the other way around because viruses don't do as well in the cold weather. Spoiler alert, dipshit Dr. Bob, the rhinovirus that causes the common cold thrives in cold temperature. A simple fucking Google search will tell you that, you stupid fuck.
I've met an old wife or two, or an old wife or two, and none of them had tails.
I met one.
Just one?
Yeah, just one. It was a little nubby thing. It was, you know,
like, she had a tail?
It was like a pencil eraser.
That's gross.
Might have been a skin tag. I don't know.
On the outside of the body?
Yeah.
No, he found. No, I was going to.
I found a skin tag inside her ward.
I don't know.
It's going to go gross.
Yeah, no. Dial that one back because, yeah.
Hold up.
No. I couldn't believe it. This man is a doctor and was in charge of my medical care today. And he was standing up there talking about this stuff that I'm like, man.
Guess what? I can believe it. There's a lot of doctors that
dipshits.
Just like any person who gets a degree, there are ones that earn their degrees and then there are ones that coast.
My opinions on people with degrees have been well stated on this show.
Yeah.
And elsewhere.
Very well documented. Very well documented.
Yeah.
The higher your level, the more pretentious you tend to be. Not everyone.
Not everyone, but there's a
we're talking in generalizations here.
Yeah.
There's
exceptions. The P in PhD does stand for pretension. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
Pretentious.
Pretentious head
hoser.
Dick.
Hoser.
I was gonna say something about the dick. I was trying to figure out the H for that acronym.
I went for the low hanging fruit of head dick, but maybe
the
not
low hanging brain.
Maybe not my most original content, but
that's all right.
That's okay.
Dick and fart jokes are our bread and butter,
right?
Here at the Time Spent
something,
Poorly program.
Something, something dangly bits.
Terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible.
I am going to try and go to, I'm trying to get the night off from work on Thursday so that I can go to Mary's show.
Yeah. Mary Mac, our upcoming guest. I unfortunately couldn't get it off. Well, not get it off, but I couldn't avail myself, basically. We were going to try to go, but
yeah,
I've got so many things we're juggling with my kids and sports and
I still
work and driver's ed.
Haven't been able to confirm, and if I do, I'll have to drive back that night, but it'd be worth it. Oh, speaking of.
All right. You might know her as the voice of Jessie on the hit Hulu series Solar Opposites, but our guest has also lent her unique voice talent to Golan the Insatiable and Aqua Teen Hunger Force. She has appeared on Conan multiple times, the 2014 season of Last Comic Standing, Comedy Central's Live at Gotham, and Last Call with Carson Daly. She released 5 stand-up comedy albums available on iTunes. If that weren't enough, she's a classically trained musician with 2 degrees, along with several comedy festival appearances. After this evening, she will be able to add the Time Spent Poorly show to her list of accomplishments. Our guest is the incredibly talented Mary Mack. Mary, thanks for joining us.
Wow, what an intro. Thank you so much for having me. I feel like the show's done after that intro. You did all your research. That was
good night, everybody.
Thanks for having us.
You know, yeah. I don't even feel like that adverb adjective combination incredibly talented is even a good enough.
Oh,
you know, I've been doing a lot of research leading up to this. So
thank you. I really that's unusual. Thank you. I don't like it's so nice because when you go on to some shows, they're like, so tell us about yourself. What all are you doing? And it's just like, oh man, it gets sad. So this is already. I feel like I got a head start on this show. So
that's awesome. Thank you for your willingness to come on and do this with us. That's been
you guys are in. Where are you at again?
We're in. I kind of make the joke that we're knuckle deep in Idaho because we're like if you look at the Idaho, it's like the finger.
Yeah.
And we're down in Lewiston, Idaho. So we're down like right at the border of Idaho and Washington.
Right
on the river.
Yeah.
And it's
It's like 100 miles south of Spokane.
Oh, cool. I think
right around there.
Okay. And there's a college there, isn't there, Lewiston? Or am I making that?
Yeah, we have a state college here.
Yeah. Okay.
With a very illustrious baseball team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They win quite a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Or did for a long time. I don't think they still do. They didn't win.
No, they didn't.
They won once and then they quit it.
They won a lot. They won a lot when I was a kid.
Yeah. But. Cool. Well, so thank you guys. I was trying to clean behind me. I would have been on earlier.
It looks great.
No, you're good.
I was like, oh, God, tidy up. So okay, we did it.
Victory. And
Time Spent Poorly is a great name for a podcast too. So
thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Awesome. Your Ward.
Yes, Ward. I am Ward. Yep.
And Hudsmack?
Huds Magruder. That's
okay, Huds, nice to meet. I called you Hudsmack because I didn't know where the name ended and the other
one meets it never ends. It's just one big one.
Huds
Magruder.
Okay, cool.
I just
and Ron, and then Ron, Huds and Ron.
Yeah. Okay. Hi Mary.
I could sound that one out. I could have called you Rhea Elron.
Rhea Elron.
That's another way.
That one should stick.
Yeah, Rhea Elron. Like
usually they call me Rhonda, but I like Rhea Elron better. It sounds like some.
Sounds to class. Sounds like you invented a religion.
Yeah. It does.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to come to your guys' neck of the woods. Sort of 100 miles away.
Spokane, 100 miles. Nothing here.
That was going to be my question. Had you ever been there before?
No, I have not ever been. I've driven through Spokane. I have a 35 millimeter film, 35 millimeter film photo of the large wagon. So that's how long ago I have driven through Spokane.
That wagon's still there.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I guess I could see it again.
Now you can take a digital photo of it.
The highlight of your current trip.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I can compare photo quality. So I'm like so nervous that nobody will come to the show, because what I've been learning about the comedy clubs is, you know, I've never really done too many like weekday nights of a comedy club where I just like, you just want to do a quick drive by of the area and hit like several cities in a week. And what I've been learning is that the comedy clubs don't advertise your show if you're on a, if you're not on their front page on the web page, you know, where it scrolls past. Yeah. So it's like, I had two shows canceled last week because I wanted to go show my face at these clubs where I used to work. Well, one of the clubs where I would get a very good turnout for the week, and I'm not bragging because it's Des Moines. I don't know. You probably at the time that I used to perform there, you probably didn't have to do much to get a good turnout. People were probably just excited to drive around and stop and go inside a place. But I got canceled because of my, they said we need like 120 tickets on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. And I'm like, I'm not going to sell 120 tickets during a pandemic in Des Moines or Omaha when people are afraid to commit. And then first of all, and then second of all, you don't put, I don't get my name up on the screen, and my name's not up on the screen in Spokane either. So I'm very, very concerned, guys. This is a red, this is a three alarm fire.
Yeah. I'm anxious to hear how it turns out, because I feel like you'll do well there, because I feel like we're in a part of, like, people are wanting to get out and do stuff. And
yeah.
And Spokane's pretty vibrant. They've got a lot of people up there that like the comedy scene up there.
Okay. That's good. It's more of a bustling city than Des Moines, would you say?
What's the population of Spokane?
Gosh, I don't know.
It's good size.
I don't remember.
I don't know.
I know they've got big city problems.
I know. Yeah,
they've definitely got enough of those.
Oh, no. Wow. Yeah, between their big city problems and my lack of advertising on the actual club's website, this could be difficult. I cannot be canceled. I won't get my plane money back. I am not paying the extra $30 for completely refundable airfare.
I would be interested to know if they have something like that.
Spokane has roughly 15,000 more people than Des Moines.
227,000. That's not bad. That's more than I thought. Okay.
And from what I understand, the comedy club usually, I mean, they didn't, the only time that they shut down during the pandemic was when the governor literally forced them to.
Okay.
Like, they weren't allowed to be open. Anytime that they've been able to be open, they've been able to keep their doors open and maintain business pretty well. So
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I can get the night off from work on Thursday, I'm trying to, but if I can get the night off, I'm coming. So my girlfriend and I will be.
Nice. Raiden Douglas,
there's the population. Oh yeah. Spokane. Thanks, Raiden.
Thanks, Raiden.
Raiden, this is an amazing program. Wait, that's the population of Spokane. So Raiden, come back. What's the population of Des Moines? 200. Then I gotta get out my calculator to do this percentage. I'm really counting on that extra 15,000 people.
My dad just texted me too. 217,000.
Thanks, Dad.
I'm on Bing, but Bing says 227,000. Bing's got that's 10, what you get for there's you. A 10,000 person margin.
That's what you get for using Bing.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Bill Gates is up to no good.
So I got 15,000. So I have a little bit. Oh, I know. I know how I can figure this out. So it's about 220. Okay, right? Mm-hmm. Let me get out my calculator. This is some quality podcast action. So divide.
Welcome to tonight's segment called Mary Mac Does Math.
This is what I'm going to do, guys, that I've never done before in front of an audience. I'm going to divide the population of Des Moines, okay, 205, I'm guessing, divided by 220. I'm going to estimate here. And I don't actually know what that number is. Oh, 93%. So
7%.
I don't remember more. Why that was going to help me, but if anybody was interested,
ladies and gentlemen, Mary Max,
if anybody would like to know,
Raiden is having a seizure because Mary said his name.
Hey, Raiden, if anybody was interested, Des Moines, it has 93% of the population of
Spokane.
Of Spokane. Okay.
And the extra 7% of Spokane are all the homeless people.
Yeah.
That's well, that may be.
If anybody driving through Spokane could give those homeless people a two drink minimum worth of, no, they don't, do they have two drink minimum at this club? I don't know. I don't
know. Yes, they usually do. Yeah, they usually do.
Oh, all the things are going against me. All the things are going against me, guys.
And actually, I think it's technically like a two item minimum, not a two drink minimum.
That's true. They sell popcorn.
You can get like popcorn and a beer, and that counts. Or
thank you. Thanks, Lisa. Ma. Thanks, Huds. Thanks, Mrs. Huds. Oh, gosh. Okay. Let's get down to business. We only got 15 minutes left to really sell this show.
Let's do this.
We got to sell this podcast. We got to sell this show. You guys selling anything else?
Oh, no.
I got some albums for you. Ward, you said you were going to name my new albums.
Oh, yeah. Right? We got to figure out names.
Yeah.
So what are they about? What do you got? What do you talk about on your new albums?
If there's a math joke on one of them, there has to be.
If not, there has to be one now.
What do we call? Yeah, the 7%.
Yeah.
Let's see. It's one of them I talk about. Remodeling our pole barn in northern Wisconsin. We gutted a pole barn and spent the whole COVID time doing drywall trim. Insulation. That's super exciting.
Oh, there's a title in there somewhere. There's insulate. Like,
what else did we talk? What I talked about my grandpa's double cedar outhouse when I was a kid. Did you? You guys are in Idaho.
Those are the worst.
I don't understand why there are two. There's no privacy screen.
No,
right. Just,
who's? Can I swear on this?
Yes.
Who's doubling up in the shitter?
No, okay, the first time I ever heard a girl fart was in a double cedar outhouse. It was awful.
But she went in there while you were in there?
Yeah.
Did she know you were in there?
I don't know. I don't know.
She was just zero fucks given. She just went.
Zero.
You're saying she had was there a privacy screen?
Oh, yeah. There was a wall between the two, but it was one outhouse with two seats in it, and there was a thin
plywood wall. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, everybody. Let me just give Hud some more time to flaunt his wealth. Wow. A privacy wall?
Yeah.
We didn't get that. That's
amazing. it was chic. It was.
What, were the seats heated as well?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, we had bear fur on them.
You could wipe your ass at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Mrs. Huds.
Mom's heard worse from me.
Okay. So I talk about that double cedar. I talk about. I actually don't remember what I talk about because once I record an album, I'm kind of like I just want to be done with that. Done with that material, and then so
and
I don't
move on
have,
to the next thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Double Cedar Outhouse is a good title, though.
Two Cedar.
What am I talking about?
What am I talking about? That could be it.
What the hell did I say?
Yeah, what was this one again?
That's the Double Cedar Outhouse has got legs.
Okay.
You're pretty married to that, Chris.
I am.
You are.
I like
you. What else is in there? Talking about, I think that. Those are my main topics. And I recorded two in 1 week.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. That's probably why I don't remember what's on anything. The other one is, that one's a clean one. And then the other one is different material. And that's more about like my family being really tough, they're kind of like woods people, you know? And so you guys know about that there. And they're just like, yeah, they're just like wiry, like little human beef jerkies walking around, like being tough. They always want to chop something or toe something. And that's how Northern Wisconsin and Minnesota are, you know, it's like,
human beef jerky has a really good ring to it.
Okay.
Double cedar outhouse and human beef jerky.
Wow.
Maybe a hybrid of those two.
Yeah. Well, I guess maybe I should have put more thought into these. I'll be the first.
When are the new albums coming out?
You know, I don't really make much to do about it. I didn't really tell anybody I was recording them, and I probably won't tell anybody when they're out either.
They just show up on iTunes.
You know,
that's kind of how I do it. I just put them out, and when they come out, and they come out, and yeah.
I listened to Pig Woman yesterday, and that one was
two CDs ago. That's two CDs ago.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's good. It's good.
How much do I owe you for listening to that?
You owe me nothing. It helped the hour go by at work. So.
Oh, nice. Good. The one cool thing about Pig Woman, that's from, I'm trying to see if I have one. I think they might be out. I try to keep one of all of them in my bedroom. I haven't like graduated to an office. Sorry, I'm up.
No,
up
no.
I think there's one that I have none left. I have one left of that one. And then, oh yeah. Sorry guys. I'll be right back. I'm right going in with my little merch case here. I did light a candle in honor of this. Oh, I did light a candle in honor of your podcast. Okay.
Oh, that is
nice.
That's above and beyond.
A little candle.
That's more than we did.
Look at this sale. Look at this merch table I just opened up here. Okay. I don't have my pinch finger girl one. And then I got two that I recorded and I never put out. So I'm extra sneaky. this is the first public one. And that's the only one left. You can tell it's like the first one because of the jewel case. And that's my lake I grew up on. And I used to play mandolin and clarinet and stuff, but I don't anymore because you have to pay $45 to check a bag.
Oh, yeah.
So you're like, I guess I won't play those.
I just won't do this anymore.
I lose $100 every time. And with the rate of cancellations of my shows, I can't afford to play. Okay, this is called Either You Wake Up or You Don't. And that crowd was super drunk. And so it's okay. It's okay. That's 2007. That's the first public one. This one, the one after that was called, I think that's on iTunes or CD Baby. The one after that was called
All Ages?
Pinch. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Pinch Finger Girl.
Pinch Finger Girl. And
Tragedomedy.
Yeah, a Tragedomedy.
Tragedomedy.
Tragedy and comedy about the Pinch Finger Girl, which is a bit I thought never surface again after that CD. And then JP asked me to add it to my set on Conan. And it's about a girl who was born with her thumb and her index finger stuck together just like that.
And the other one is
like everything's okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not really.
I showed that bit to my son. He was a big fan.
Oh yeah, good. Then the one after the Pinch Finger Girl was this one, and that's why I started this whole thing. Is I can show you the Pig Woman CD is I guess I learned if you want to birth a pig at the fair, I learned that you want to have long skinny arms, and so I'm more of I could birth a pig is what I'm bragging about now. And I got long skinny arms. If you want to, Ward, you look like you got shorter, more muscular arms. You're more of a cow birthing guy because that's more the style for birthing cows. I don't know if you're looking for side work.
Yeah.
But this
times
one
are tough
here,
in the pandemic.
Heck yeah. This one is a I'm proud of this, not for something I did, but for something the artist did. This art is actually a square crop art, seed art, made with all Minnesota native seeds.
Really?
Oh, cool. Wow.
Yeah, and it was on display at the Minnesota State Fair.
Wow.
Yeah, and I didn't get that artwork because I guess the guy who put the album, who recorded the album out, or recorded it, Stand Up Records, has it in his house, and I'm pretty sure he doesn't like me anymore. So I wonder if he burnt it.
Did you slight him in some way?
I don't know how I did. Some people it doesn't take much. So no. I should just keep going to the Goodwill near his house and see if I can get it.
There right? you go.
But then they took a photo. They took a photo of the crap art and then put it on here. So
that's awesome.
Super fun. And this one, I just drew this one. Whoa, cool. You guys, that's so cool. This is such a cool program. Stream.
Wow. Yeah.
So that one, and then also iTunes is not my photo that they have of me on my Mrs. Taco Man album. It's a rapper R&B gal, also named Mary Mac.
Oh. Oops.
So I go, let's pull that gal's photo. Can you go to
compare iTunes? The two.
Yeah, let's go to iTunes and see us.
See what this fraudulent Mary Mac looks like.
Who is this fake Mary Mac?
But she's like super cute. So I was like, I don't know if I should tell them to take her photo down. I think it's doing me more good. Like, she
did
like
you some accidental sales.
Yeah.
Do you have many people that show up to your shows and loudly proclaim, wait a minute, I thought this was a hip hop show?
I was expecting rap. What's happening?
I'm not sure.
Who's this girl? Why is she making with the funny and not the street talk? Yeah. What's happening?
It's iTunes, Mary Mac, you said, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. And I even told the record label about it, and they didn't do anything. So maybe they thought that was helping me. So this one was with 800 Pound Gorilla. I guess I'm a real record label floozy because I'm switching again. I used to just do it myself, but I got too lazy. So then this one is Mrs. Taco Man, and that was the last one. And now the double cedar and the human beef jerky will be whatever they're called. I guess if I listen to them, I like to name them. The last ones I really like to name, like, sounds like a fairy tale, you know, like Pinch Finger Girl sounds like it could be an old Grimm's.
Yeah, totally.
Grimm's fairy tale. And then like Pig Woman also sounds like Sleeping Beauty or something like that, but it's Pig Woman. Or like, you know, The Woman and the Mill, The Woman and the Weaving, The Loom, something like that. But and then Mrs. Taco Man also sounds like a fairy tale. So I think I'm gonna stick with like fairy tale type themes and see if I can't fairy tale my way around that double
cedar. Human beef jerky definitely doesn't sound like a fairy tale.
No.
It definitely sounds like something Hansel and Gretel's witch would eat, but doesn't sound like an actual fairy tale.
You know what, there's a story on there about my brother wanting to steal the ATM machine on one of the new. So I think Scott and the ATM machine sounds like a modern fairy tale.
That's really great. Actually,
Scott and the ATM sounds good.
Aesop's fables kind of thing.
Yeah.
Do that. Oh, no,
it has a real tortoise in the hair kind of vibe to it.
Yeah.
Grandpa
in the double.
What is ATM spelled out? Is it automatic teller machine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. ATM automatic teller machine. Yeah.
I wonder if that spelled out would be even
Scott and the automatic teller machine.
You know your graphics person loves you when there's no room for the photo.
Sorry, guys.
I also Oh, you know what? I also have a story on one of those CDs about this time and when I was staying in, actually, it's a Des Moines story again. I was at a
motel. Oh, Des Moines.
And this isn't dirty. It just sounds dirty, but this is what happened to me many, many years. It took me over 12 years to talk about it. But somebody left a DVD in my room, like I would enjoy watching it. They didn't know whoever would get this room, right? It took me 3 tries to get a decent room at the Motel 6 in North Des Moines because there was like one of them, the door was just open. I didn't want to walk in there because it was dark and the door was open. And I went down to the front desk. I'm like, somebody just fled that room. And
good then, instincts.
Yeah. And then the second room, I think it was something weird. Like it was just a bed, like with no blankets, just like a naked mattress. And then I'm like, in hindsight, that would have been the best room. Then I went to the third room and somebody left for my viewing pleasure for me. And this is how hospitable they are in Iowa. So kind for me. Somebody just left for me, displayed on top of the television for free, a DVD for free, guys, entitled Throat Sluts Number 4.
Oh, the fourth one is the best.
I was a little miffed. I hadn't even seen Throat Sluts 1 through 3 yet. Yeah. So I was like, what am I just supposed to know what's going on?
I thought number 4 was the reboot.
Well, I mean, it's like the Fast Furious, the Fast and Furious movies. You can jump in like at 6 and be okay because that's when they start to get fun.
If you jump in at 4, it's like jumping in at the Phantom Menace. You're kind of know what's going on, but not really.
Okay, so I said unless it's like Star Wars and they make the last one first, like number 4 is actually number 1. I'm not gonna know what's happening. So, and as that story goes, I was like, well, I should have. Is there a way to clean it up? Like that's the honest to God truth. That's what it's called, you know. And I'm just a messenger here. But then I was like thinking of different names. Like I could call it Tonsil. I had tonsil floozies. That's what I called it. Or else I could call it number 4. And then I was like, well, but esophagus hussies number 4 sounds even cleaner. Like, you don't even know what that's about. It could be a woman's choral group. Could be ear, nose, and throat doctors. You don't even know.
Yeah. So
if I titled my CD Esophagus Hussies number 4, do you think people would be interested in that? Or does it also, I wanted to play in the clean channels on Sirius XM, so maybe is that too dirty sounding?
Man.
And would you miss out on listeners because they'd be like, well, where's Esophagus Hussies number 1 through 3?
See, I think it would generate more interest in my webpage merch table because people will be like, I'm just coming to get maybe they'll get to window it. They'll call it EH. I'm coming to get EH 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
And then as you hand it to them, you could go,
The original trilogy. I'm here for the original.
The first, yeah.
I want the first 3.
And then I'll be like, and then I'll just slowly write it's right over the top of these Esophagus Hussies number 1.
Go back and sell your first 3.
Just call them something different. So I maybe we got a lot done here tonight because I do like I like Grandpa and the Double Seater. I like Scott and the ATM Machine. I like Esophagus Hussies number 4. So guys,
you're going to have to like put together a spinning wheel or something that you.
We did it. We did
wheel
it.
Wheel of Fortunate or like The Price is Right. Spin something and pick 2.
Yep. I hope that your listeners enjoyed hearing all the work that goes into naming a CD you recorded 2 weeks ago and don't remember what the hell is on there. I hope everybody enjoyed the process.
Well, it was a ton of fun.
A window into the world of comedy.
I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to the albums.
I'm excited. Everything of yours that I've heard so far, I've enjoyed. And, so I'm and looking
if,
forward to
and
it.
And if the title is anything close to what we discussed, I won't ask you to give me writing credit, but I'm going to tell all my friends that.
Yeah.
Diamond set up a Google alert for Esophagus Huss's sport right now.
Wait, Google alert them all. maybe the clean version will be called Grandpa and the Double Seater, and then the dirty version, which will have one S word on it, will be called Esophagus Hussy's number 4. I don't know. I thank you guys for helping me work it out, and
absolutely.
Thank you for joining us.
I hope that this has been vaguely entertaining.
Yeah,
I have a
friend of mine that's joining us a little late here. Come on in, Jeff. We'll make it happen.
Hi, Jeff.
Oh. Hi, Jeff.
Hello.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Jeff. How's Jeff supposed to hear if he doesn't? Oh, he's got headphones.
He's getting his headphones on.
Okay, nice.
I broke my headphones. There we go.
Uh-oh.
Where it's breaking stuff.
All right. So, I have a few questions for you, Mary.
Okay. Yes, this is the rapid fire portion. I used all your guys' section of the show to make you name my CD. So, thank you.
And I don't know how much time do you have? Do you have a hard out at all?
I sort of need to be out by 10 minutes because I took so many jobs during the pandemic to survive. I still have day jobs that I work from home on the road, but I'm actually home trying to work from home and it's not great. It's not happening. I'm like starting a project after this and it's already 9 o'clock here.
Oh my God.
So,
yeah.
So I need to start. I need a life coach. I hope it'll be over soon. Once corporate season rolls around, then maybe I can make some decent money maybe, but I don't see a lot. Guys, this is just gets so depressing. I've had corporates cancel. Welcome the queen of the old meaning of cancel, Mary Mack.
Queen of the old cancels.
She gets canceled the old fashioned way, tell her not to come.
Yeah, you just can't come. Yeah, you didn't have to do anything lascivious or anything like that.
Yeah,
no memes.
Okay,
please.
I'll shut up. I'm ready for my rapid fire.
Okay,
handle it.
Okay, well, I'm going to throw a couple solar opposite questions at you real quick, because. Us 35 and 40 year olds are very big solar opposite nerds.
Yes, awesome. That makes me happy. I got another show and tell item. Hold on. I got something. You just reminded me of something. Somebody gave me some. Oh, here it is. My little dog is being super good over there. Okay. Okay, wrong way. Okay, sorry. I don't know how if you take clips out of these visuals or if it's only audio, but the only audio people are really missing out. Because look at somebody gave me an action figure of my character.
Oh, that's shit, awesome. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome.
Somebody sent you yourself in the mail.
My 15-year-old was trying to get me to buy those the other day.
They're adorable.
I know.
I'm also like, money is tight after the pandemic, and it always was tight because we're comedians. Or I don't know if you guys are have day jobs as well, but it's like I can't afford this. So I don't even have a Hulu passcode. Okay, is this show can it get any sadder?
Do you want to use my Hulu password, Mary? You can use my account.
Could I use your password to watch my show?
To watch your show? Yeah.
I mean, please.
I'll send you the login info on Twitter.
Thank you. They told me they're like, we want you to cram a bunch of shows and then you got to do a write up of your favorite shows on Hulu to help cross advertise for your show. And then I was like, oh, okay, well, will you give me a passcode? And then it expired. So then I was like, well, oh, okay.
Dude, if you do a Hulu show, you should have a Hulu membership with no...
Yeah, guess with what?
No expiration that should be date. Part of your salary.
Guess what I gather from this? There's too many shows. And yeah. I think all the streaming devices are or platforms are relying on the actors to buy to buy tickets to their own show. Yeah. And you should cut out every other part of this podcast except for that I've done except for naming the CD and complaining about money. I would have money if I didn't remodel, if it hadn't been a pandemic, and if I hadn't spent all my life savings remodeling a pole barn.
The pole barn remodel.
Of mushrooms,
boondoggle,
dirt, mold, mice shit. What else did I miss? And actual mice.
An actual mice.
Yeah. So, okay. So anyway, what was the question again, Lord? I'm so sorry.
No. So, okay. Oh, no. It's a quick voice acting question. Do you a home studio, or do you go into like a studio, or do you even work with any of the actors? Like alongside anybody, because some of like the way they edit everybody together, it sounds like you're having real conversations with.
Sometimes I am with the other actors in a studio, but it was only before COVID.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And it depends on what they want to do or what there's a different director every time. So if what that director or sometimes Justin, what he wants to do. So Mike is like the best director, Mike McMahon. And then guess what? Over the pandemic, I found a better director. No offense, Mike. I know you're listening to every podcast I do, what with writing two separate cartoons on television. So they won't hear this. So then I found a director who happens to also be the editor. He's doing like three jobs. He's recording and he's editing and he's directing me. And his name is Nick and he's amazing. And I'm recording remote from Minneapolis here. And I record in a studio where not anybody else really goes in there. Cause I was like, Disney can pay two people. Damn it. I'm going to get somebody else work. I'm going to get somebody else work out of this. So my internet at home is too slow because did I say how poor I was? I found this toothbrush on the floor full of, do you see the hair, dog hair on this toothbrush? I just found it and I'm going to boil it. And
I was going to say, are you debating on boiling?
I'm going to boil it.
No, it's my own fault.
Been there.
It's not awesome. Their fault. It's my own fault. And also probably SAG-AFTRA's fault as well, because what they did to us during the pandemic, they raised up, is that a word? Our health insurance increased.
They raised your rates during the pandemic?
Oh, yes. Cool. What a shitty
wow.
Union. Yeah. Shitty union. My brother's pipe fitters unions wouldn't have ever raised any amount of their health insurance during a pandemic. But leave it to, I want to say the F word so bad.
Oh, you're welcome to.
Well, leave it to fucking SAG-AFTRA to, you know what else they do that's so stupid? They kicked a bunch of people off. So it's like, how do we decrease our base? How do we decrease the funds we're getting? Oh, I know. Kick a bunch of people out of SAG and off of the insurance so that we have no base finance to go from here.
Addition by subtraction. Wow.
Stupid. It's so stupid. So anyways, our it's still better than what I could get before. I could only get health insurance because of Obama, because I have pre-existing conditions. And then I was lucky enough to get in the union and get really good health care. And then they raised up the rates. So totally sucks. Totally not a good union. But sorry, SAG, after I got, because of you, I'm going to have to boil this brush. There's also a food crumb.
Oh,
there's also a food crumb.
I'm going to eat because of SAG after taking a percentage of my paycheck amongst my dues. Not only my dues, they take a percentage of my paycheck to go into their, and they raise my health rate. Oh, Pipefitters Union never took a percentage of my brother's paychecks. They only charged them their union fees.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never. Now you've got to eat crumbs off of a toothbrush.
Now I'm eating crumbs and dog hair. Sorry, Benny. No offense. The dog.
I love you, dog. But...
All right. Rapid fire questions.
Okay. Sorry. That wasn't.
No, that's
okay. What was the actual question? Oh, yeah. Sometimes we record together, but not very often.
Especially
not since COVID started. So I haven't had to go back there for over a year. So that's good.
Yeah.
For me.
Well, I'll tell you, I have about a million questions. If you ever want to do this again with us sometime too, I'd be happy to have you back.
I'm sorry I hogged the show.
It's all right.
No.
That's kind of why we brought you on.
What if I focus really hard and you said the questions really fast and then I just say 3-word answers to questions that probably need more words?
That it'll be perfect.
Okay, let's do it.
Favorite movie. Has to be a 3-word title.
Nah.
Shit.
What was the last movie you saw?
I'm not sure if this is a bit.
It's not a bit. I'm just so disappointed in myself that I haven't spent the last year and 6 months at least thinking up what my favorite movie was.
Locking that in, yeah.
Oh, Lean on Me? Stand By Me, I mean?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Complete and Total Barfarama?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, maybe
that's
one.
A good one. All right, favorite
three
band.
Words. That was 3 words, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
You got it.
Well played.
Favorite band.
All of them.
All of them.
That's yeah. Words.
Also a 3-word all answer. Of them.
Very good.
I like John Prine. I like Randy Newman. I like Chris Christopherson. I like nice. I like folksy stuff.
Dwight Yoakam.
So he's better than the new ones.
Yeah.
So yeah, Dwight Yoakam's okay. Yeah, I should get more knowledgeable about Dwight Yoakam. That's the name
Shouldn't
of my
we
CD.
All.
He's got a Wikipedia page.
All about okay, Dwight Yoakam.
There you go.
I got to do some more Dwight Yoakam listening.
Yeah.
I hardly know him.
What's your favorite season of the year?
Yoakam.
Spring.
Spring.
Spring. Yep.
So I'm a fall person. Portion of fall. I only like a portion of fall, but
yeah.
And that part's past. But
yep. We've already been.
Yep. Yeah.
Fall and spring.
Okay. Okay. So pay attention. This is long.
Focus up.
That's what I say to all the ladies. How does. Jesus. Pay attention.
How does the knowledge that you will die one day, accompanied by the uncertainty of how and when, affect you?
Every day, I think about how I should not have any stairs in this house. I think about how expensive is an elevator. I think about, do I have enough space in this 120-year-old house to put one of those gremlin-style stair, you know, slanted stair, like it looks like a cog train.
Yeah,
the chair lift.
The slanted chair lift, like a genie lift. I've looked up genie lift.
So are you like me? Are you you rush down the stairs? Do you think you need to get down them as fast? Like I rush down them and I think to myself, this will be one of the many ways I could die.
No, I go every time I go down the stairs, I think, and I've thought this every day since I've been like 29. How am I going to get down these when I'm 96? And I go slow and I imagine I'm 96.
Does your single does your pole barn have a second story?
Well, it has a loft. So
it has a loft. Okay.
That's going to be that's actually why I was researching the Genie shoplift.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't have room in the pole.
Just
barn
to put an industrial one in there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then decorate around it.
Really, I think there's needing to be a lot of advancements in home elevator systems.
Yeah.
Between now and when I'm 96, that's what I'm praying for every day. Yeah. Every day, I just hope.
I hope and pray that there's advancements in home elevator systems.
I do. And if anybody's out there listening, and mostly I'm talking to God, I think. God, if you're listening to this podcast, please send us some more advanced and downsized elevator technology at a reasonable price for domestic purchase. Please. Thank you, God.
I'm glad that you made sure to mention the affordability of it.
Muchas gracias, sir.
That's a big thing.
It's a big part of it.
Yeah. If I get one, SAG-AFTRA is probably going to say they own a percentage of that home elevator, and I'll say, "You come get this home elevator, pry it out of my cold, dead, elevated hands, SAG-AFTRA."
They'll just put a coin op on it. You'll have to put a quarter in every time you want to go to bed. Plink.
That'll be a new way to pay your union dues.
That's the funniest thing I heard.
You have to have a quarter because a dime's only gets you up a third of the way.
You know what's going to happen? I'm going to be down at the bottom of the stairs when I'm 96 trying to insert a goddamn dollar bill crinkled, and it's going to go.
Yep. Because of inflation. Yeah.
I'm like, no. And I'll never get up the stairs because all my
looking
cash
at your
is
grandkids.
Up stairs.
I remember when an elevator ride was only a quarter.
Smoothing it out against the side of the machine, trying to get it nice and flat.
Goddamn screen actors.
It'll fucking work this time. I know it.
Smoothing it out on the corner of the stairs that I can otherwise not use.
Baldwin.
Mary, before we let you go, mm-hmm. will you say a quick hello to my 15-year-old son who's standing next to me? His name's Wyatt. He's right. Come here.
Wyatt.
He's a Solar Opposites fan.
Yeah, Wyatt. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening and watching the show. I appreciate it. I hope you're not into meth, Wyatt. I know it's a real problem, both in Idaho and Wisconsin. And I want you to say no. And I don't know what else to say with that. But thank you so much for watching the show. And if you could send me your Hulu passcode so I could finish season 2, I'd really appreciate it.
Oh man. Oh.
I talked to my son the same way.
Oh man.
Hey buddy, I'm fine at school. No gangs, no drugs.
I'll set you up, Mary.
Thanks, guys.
I'll even make an extra little profile on there so that you can have your own watch history and everything.
If I went to sprung for the spray foam in this pole barn, and I just would have gone with regular R27 Pink Panther foam, Pink Panther fiberglass insulation, I'd be fine. But no,
then you'd be itchy. You made the right decision.
Yeah.
Thank you. I would have been itchy. I would have been real itchy.
Yeah, that shit cuts.
Yeah, it sure does.
Mary, did you want to give your website address or anything? I can do it too.
Yeah. Yeah, let's both do it. Both do it.
At the same time?
Pimp her out together.
MaryMacComedy.com.
Yeah. MaryMacComedy.com.
All your socials are there, but mm-hmm. at MaryMacComedy on Twitter.
Everything. Yeah. Everything. Yeah. So, will you guys send me the link to the audio version of this?
I absolutely will. Yes.
Cool. And at, take out all the beginning stuff if it was boring, and just start at the part where we start naming CDs.
It was all amazing. There was not a boring minute.
Well, you're very kind, and thank you guys for staying up till 8 o'clock your time.
7 o'clock
our
time.
Yeah, it's only seven right now.
Yeah, we can go to the bar and have a drink if we wanted.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
We can go chase down that meth you were warning us about.
It won't be hard to chase down.
If your son stays off of meth, I'd like for you to send me a thank you card.
Yes. Yeah.
I feel responsible.
You've responded.
If he makes it to 18,
you've contributed to the
shooting, snorting, or smoking any.
It's not the dare t-shirt.
The next time that somebody offers him drugs, he's going to be like, no, there was a comedian on my dad's podcast who told me that I definitely need to stay away from that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. And then also remind him to send me his passcode.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do I log off of here now? Am I trapped here forever?
Yeah.
Is this like,
it's is like, this like
shit, Ward? She figured it out.
We got you. No, you can just close your screen and you're gone.
Okay, guys. Yeah. It's so
Bye,
nice.
Mary.
So nice to meet you. Please send out an APB. What do you call it?
APB, All Points Bulletin?
Yeah, about getting people out to the hopefully. Club on a Thursday.
Yes. Yeah, I was going to say, hopefully I'll see you on Thursday.
Yay. Okay, cool. Thank you, L. Ron.
Thanks, Mary.
All right, talk to you guys later.
Thanks, Mary.
Bye.
Take care. Bye. All right. That was Mary Mack, everybody. You can catch Mary Mack again, like I said, at marymackcomedy.com. All her socials are out there.
Thursday night, Spokane Comedy Club at 7:30 p.m.
But be there early. Yeah. Yeah, it's at 7:30. November 11th. So just two nights from now. And if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, just keep track of the date and time. And if you live in the Spokane area, please get out there for sure. Thanks again for listening, and we'll catch you next time. Oh, and Wyatt says, no meth for me.
Oh, that's good.
All right. Thanks again. Later.
All right, peeps. Didn't I tell you this was the best one? They fucking nailed it as usual. In case you weren't listening at the beginning, make sure you head over to timespentpoorly.com and click things. Give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. While you're at it, subscribe on YouTube and get notified the next time we're live. Maybe you appreciate what we give you and you want to support us? Great! Head over to patreon.com/timespentpoorly and check out how you can do just that. Thanks again for wasting your time with us this week. Now go make better use of it! Until next time.